With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. China is one of the top beef-consuming nations in the world, but American producers have been locked out of that lucrative market since a mad cow disease scare 13 years ago. That changed this week. Edward O'Brien reports.
Republican Senator Steve Daines describes China's decision to end its ban on U.S. beef as, quote, game-changing news for Montana ranchers.
The beef market is critical to Montana jobs and the Montana economy. Think about this, with over 95% of the world's consumers living outside the U.S., opening markets abroad for Montana agriculture exports is absolutely essential.
Beef prices have tumbled after record highs were recorded last year. Eric Belasco, an agricultural economist at Montana State University, says foreign demand could possibly help raise those prices again.
Just because we have a history of producing sort of high-quality beef products that could be sent over to these countries.
Those potential higher prices may not happen immediately, but Belasco says this week's announcement could have important long-term ramifications for Montana ranchers.
I think these kind of trade deals are important looking forward. You know, you think about what is ranching going to look like in 20, 30, 50 years. I think these trade deals are really critical to make sure that ranching is still profitable moving forward.
Senator John Tester and Governor Steve Bullock, who are both Democrats, issued press releases praising the China deal as positive for the state's economy. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.